for Blackstone, the Magic Detective. What's that carved wooden hand over there on the shelf, Blackstone?
Oh, that's a wrapping hand. It'll answer questions for you.
Why don't you ask it a thing or two, Don?
Okay. Is it cold today?
See? Two wraps mean no. Try it again.
Is Rhoda a pretty girl?
Oh. Ah, compliment.
That trick's uncanny, Blackstone. I'll bet you or Rhoda are doing something to make that hand wrap.
This wrapping hand business is a magician's secret.
Well, can't you tell me about the hand?
I won't tell you how it works, but I will tell you a story about it.
This wrapping hand was mixed up in a mystery?
It certainly was. Tell him, Blackstone.
Well, it started when Count Brandorf came to see me one day.
I've come to you because I need help. I'm afraid that some crime is going to be blamed on me.
What do you mean, Count?
An Indian fakir named Raja Ganjara has been holding seances at my apartment. He's been doing it for several weeks now, and, well, we have been splitting the take.
Is this fakir any good?
Well, he does a good act, but I suspect that these seances are just a cover for some other crime.
Oh, what crime?
I don't know.
But why did you come to me? Why didn't you go to the police?
You're a magician. I thought that you might be able to figure out what the Raja's racket is better than the police could.
But that's only one of your reasons, isn't it, Count?
No, of course not.
I'm afraid I won't be able to help you unless you're perfectly frank with me.
Well, since you put it that way, I have had several little brushes with the police. I've been somewhat of an opportunist all my life. Oh, nothing dishonest, you understand.
Just a trifle shady, shall we say?
Not even shady, really.
Oh?
I've never had a criminal record, Mr. Blackstone, but... Well, I still don't want to bring myself to the police's attention.
I see.
You will help me?
Yes. But I want you to understand that if I discover that you're involved in any way, I shan't hesitate to turn you over to the proper authority.
I won't be involved.
You said there was to be a seance tonight?
At 8 o'clock. We'll be there?
Yes, I'll be there. Goodbye until tonight, Count Brandorf.
Goodbye.
Raja Ganjara. Funny. I've never heard of him.
Oh, hi, Blackstone. Who is that slimy individual I passed out in the hall?
He is a bogus count.
Oh, you always get mixed up with the darndest people if I don't watch over you. I leave you for 15 minutes and I come back and find you're mixed up with phony nobility.
I'm not mixed up with him. Yet.
But you will be. I know you.
We're going over to his apartment tonight.
We are?
Mm-hmm.
Me too?
Yes. So get all dressed up in evening clothes.
Oh, swell. I'll wear that dress that has all the...
Yes, and we leave at 7:30.
Count's title may be phony, but his money must be good. Rents for apartments and buildings like this don't come cheap.
Ah, Mr. Blackstone.
Ah, Count Brandorf. This is my assistant, Miss Brent.
Hey, Bob. Why don't we take this trunk for the Roger?
Oh, right through that door.
Okay.
My, he must use a lot of stuff. That trunk's huge.
As a matter of fact, it doesn't. Would you come into my study for a few moments before we go into the living room?
Certainly.
Something has happened. Right this way, please. I'm worried, Blackstone.
What's happened?
Well, this pile of boxes on my desk here. The guests at the seance each brought one of them and handed them to me. Seems the Raja is going to do something with them at the seance.
What do the boxes contain?
Jewels.
Oh, no wonder you're worried.
Where shall we join the guests?
Just one moment. Does the Raja work alone?
Yes, he used to work with a dwarf named Claude, but he's gotten rid of him.
Oh, I see. Well, we might as well go in.
Another question, please. Will someone ask another question? And the hand of Cagliostro will answer.
Will my sick child get well soon?
That's just the wrapping hand act, Blackstone. This is no seance.
The hand of Cagliostro says that the lady's child will recover. The three wraps, you remember, mean yes. This evening, you have all brought with you parcels containing jewels which Count Brandorf was kind enough to keep for me. One by one, the packages will be placed in front of the hand. and the hand will tell the contents. Would you be kind enough to bring me the first package?
I'll get one.
I have never seen any of these packages, and I do not know what type of jewels they contain. But the hand will know. There are no secrets from the hand of Cagliostro.
Here's the first package.
Thank you. Now I will place the package in front of the hand and turn out the lights. To whom does this box belong?
It's mine.
Yours, Mrs. Dayton. Let us proceed. Oh, hand of Cagliostro, is it a pearl in this box? Not a pearl. A ruby, perhaps. Not a ruby. A diamond. Well, an emerald, then. Perhaps a sapphire. Well,
it is an emerald.
Impossible. The hand of Cagliostro is never wrong.
But I brought my emerald pin, I tell you. I'm sure of it. I put it in myself.
There must be some mistake, Mrs. Dayton. Turn on the light, someone. Mrs. Dayton, are you sure you brought your emerald?
Of course I'm sure.
Something has gone wrong.
Open the box. You'll see for yourself that the emerald is there.
Very well. I will open the box.
It's gone. My pin is gone.
Get the rest of the boxes, quickly.
Here they are, all of them.
I'll open them all. Empty. Empty. Every one of them. Empty. Grab Count Randolph, someone. Call the police.
Wait. I want to ask the hand some questions. First, though, I want a cigarette.
Why, it's Blackstone the magician. And he plucked a cigarette right out of the air.
Did I catch a cigarette out of the air, hand? Is it lighted? You are carved out of wood, are you not, hand? Then you won't feel any pain when I grind out my cigarette on you, will you, hand? Like this.
Oh, the hand moved. It's vanished through the curtains.
I've got the hand, and I've got the person it belongs to. I found the person who stole the jewel.
I don't understand, Blackstone. You mean it wasn't the Count?
No, it was Claude, the dwarf, working with the Rajah.
But how did you know?
I noticed that the hand didn't look like the usual magician's prop. It was very carefully carved to represent a human hand. Most magicians use an obviously fake hand.
Yes, but what did that prove?
Nothing, until the jewels turned up missing. Then it all came clear. You remember that Rhoda and I remarked on the size of the trunk that carried the Rajah's equipment?
Yes, it was very big.
And yet he used very little stuff. The size of the trunk wasn't just an accident. It contained Claude, the dwarf.
The Rajah didn't even know how to do the real act of the wrapping hand. He had to use Claude.
I first suspected that when I saw that the end of the hand disappeared behind the curtains instead of being plainly visible.
And Claude had sneaked into the Count's study and calmly lifted the jewelry.
Right. It was a very good act. As a matter of fact, he almost got away with it.
He would have if it hadn't been for you, Blackstone.
So another mystery was solved by magic.
And now, Don, I have a card trick for you. I have one that's going to mystify you.
Oh, good. I'd like to be mystified.
And so do I. Don't I come in on this?
All right, Rhoda. I'll mystify you, too. Or better still, I'll let you mystify each other.
Say, that sounds really magical.
Everything I do is magical. And now I'll make you feel what it's like to be a magician. Here's half a pack, Don.
Well, what do I do with it?
Shuffle it. And here's the other half for you, Rhoda.
Yeah?
Give your half a shuffle, too.
All right.
That's enough. Now, Don, lay your pack of cards face down. Draw one and look at it.
All right, Blackstone.
And do the same with your half, Rhoda.
Yeah, it's done.
Now, Don, put your card in Rhoda's packet. And, Rhoda, put your card in Don's packet.
There.
Now, each of you, shuffle the other's pack.
How anybody could find my card now, I don't know.
Nor mine. I certainly mixed those cards well, Rhoda.
So, you expect me to find those cards? How do you know that that is to be the trick?
Because I can't think of anything more magical, if you can do it.
All right. Give me the pack. I'll run through this one. Ah, here's a card that looks good. I'll lay it face down.
If that's my card,
don't I'll... say you'll eat it, Rhoda. Cards aren't very tasty. I'll run through the other pack. Ah, here's another card that looks good, but not good enough to eat.
You mean it may be my card?
I'll lay it face down and let you find out for yourself. What was your card, Rhoda?
The Jack of Diamonds.
And yours, Don?
The Three of Spades.
Turn them up.
All right. The Jack of Diamonds.
And the Three of Spades.
But it's uncanny.
Oh, that's what it's supposed to be, Rhoda. Well, when you recover from your bewilderment, I'll be back to tell you how the trick is done.
Blackstone, how did you do that card trick?
Very easily, Don. Remember when I gave you half the pack, the cards were face down?
Mm-hmm. And so was my half, but we shuffled them.
Only it didn't make any difference. I'll show you why. Look at the faces of your cards, Don.
Oh, I say, they're all black.
And your half, Rhoda.
But they're all red. Oh, of course, they'd have to be.
So all you were doing, Don, was shuffling a lot of black cards.
And I was shuffling a lot of red.
Correct. Then you looked at one card, Rhoda, and put it in Don's heap. Mm-hmm. You shuffled some more, but it didn't matter. Your card, the Jack of Diamonds, was the only red card in a whole heap of blacks.
And my card, the Three of Spades, was the only black in Rhoda's heap of red.
That's right, Don, because you put it there.
And all you had to do was to go through the heaps and pick a black from the reds.
And a red from the blacks. And the trick was done. I hope you liked that trick, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
Be with us next time when the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of The Message from Nowhere and explains tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician. Thank you.